T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the collapse of a carriage horse in Midtown, a big protest is being planned at 12:30 this afternoon at City Hall. And among those attending, advocates with NY Class, New Yorkers for Clean, Livable, and Safe Streets, an animal rights organization. Its executive director, Adita Bernkrant, joining us live on Newsline. Adita, thank you so much for being here. I wanted to get your response to what the TWU, which reps the carriage drivers, has had to say about this horse rider, the one which, of course, collapsed. They say it was a neurological disease. What information do you have?
There was no blood tests given of this horse, so no one knows what was wrong with Ryder. But either way, this is a sick horse being forced to pull a carriage in Midtown on a very hot and humid day. And we've seen this story so many times. Every few weeks, horses are dropping dead in their stables. They are crashing into vehicles in traffic. They are collapsing on the street from being overworked or worked while sick. This is an emergency situation, and we are desperately calling on Speaker Adrian Adams, the City Council, to fast track Bill number 573 that would finally get these abused horses off of the street and replace them with 21st century electric carriages that don't rely on abused horses who spook in traffic, injure pedestrians, and drop dead on the streets. It's a very simple solution. This has got to end. Millions of people around the world have seen the video, the horrific video of this horse on the hot pavement for over an hour with no vet care, and are outraged and cannot understand how New York City allows this.
Adita, just want to present our listeners with the other side. We spoke with somebody who drives a carriage horse, and take a listen to what she had to say about this particular incident.
We have the privilege of working with living beings, and the horses are magnificent animals. And wherever you have living things that aren't cold machines, you know, they trip, they fall.
Your reaction?
They are literally treating them as machines. They're chaining them up in Midtown traffic, working them while they are sick. We have documentation of emaciated horses being worked, ribs jutting out, open sores, arthritis, lameness in their legs. That's exactly the point. They're treating these horses like machines. This is animal abuse happening right out in the open, and it's a shame on New York City, to our shame, that we're still allowing this when most other large cities around the world have removed horse carriages from our streets because of their cruelty, because of the public safety risks. It's 2022, not 1822.
And this debate has been going on for a long time here in the city. Will it be different this time? Will we ultimately see the carriages replaced with electric carriages, machines?
Look, we have a new city council. We have a new mayor. There's been one horror after another, as I said, happening every few weeks. Public awareness and outrage and education is growing. There's no place in modern day New York City for these horses. They are being abused. They are dropping dead. They are being worked while sick. It's happening over and over again, and people have had enough. And that's why NYCLASS is urgently calling on the city council to fast track Bill 573. This would be a win-win for everyone. It would actually provide better jobs for the drivers who don't have any benefits right now or worker protections. So this would be a win-win for everyone.
Gotcha. NY Class Executive Director Adita Bernkrant, we thank you for being here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.